Have you ever stepped into the voter's booth and felt totally uninformed about how to vote on judges? Visit judges.utah.gov for a summary of judges on this year's ballot and the Judicial Commission's recommendation on whether to retain them or not. judges.utah.gov.
90 state judges face a retention vote on this year's ballot. Voters will be given a simple yes or no choice on the question of keeping the judges that preside in their judicial district. Every judge in the Beehive State faces a mandatory retention election after an initial 3-year term. If chosen to stay on, judges are able to serve full terms of office that vary depending on the specific court they work with. In 1985, Utah law was changed so that judges were appointed by the governor after being nominated by a commission. The state senate then confirms the governor's choice. To help voters decide whether to retain the judges in their court districts, the Utah Judicial Performance Evaluation Commission releases short reports on every judge. Candidates for retention are evaluated using a variety of considerations, including the strength of their legal reasoning. The commission then gives its recommendations whether to retain a judge or not. Only one judge, Sue Chan of the 3rd District, has not been recommended for retention. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.